Radio 1.
Newsbeat.
Podcasting for Britain, Europe and the colonies, this is the BBC Northern Studio in Manchester.
Mark and Lord. Radio 1. Relax, girls. They're ugly.
It says on this computer thing, it says what's on Radio 1 all day, that we've got 2 hours of hilarity.
Oh, God.
And we're not even playing Pied Piper today.
No.
Right? We are playing Stereophonics. I mean, we've got our comic moments, but anyway, we'll do our best. Right, that was Sonic, and It Feels So Good. And before that, it was Travis, lovely Travis.
Lovely Travis.
And Sing. Good afternoon, 7.5 minutes past.
One.
This is Mark and Lard, and we are here until 3 o'clock. Right, if you want to be on flipping Wheel of Misfortune, you can give us a ring on 08700 100 100.
Give him a flipping ring.
Give him a flipping ring, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, right, yeah. We've got the yes-no game. We have got Craig and David a bit later on. We've got the mystery voice competition, right?
Wow.
And I've heard the voice, right?
Yeah.
You know? And I think it's gettable.
Right, okay.
I think it's gettable.
Good.
We've also got... Oh.
No, I need to change the setting.
No.
That's it.
Well, I don't...
That's all right, isn't it? My Verona.
All right, the second day of My Verona, when we are giving away tickets to go and see Radiohead in Verona with us next week.
Wow!
Many people are saying, why aren't you giving away tickets to see the Family Mahone at Audlem Village Hall this Saturday, or Beau Maris on Anglesey, the Bulkley Arms, next Friday, the 1st of June?
But there is rocking all...
I know, but we've got too many competitions, you know. We can't run two competitions at the same time,
can't
we?
Can't be done.
Listen to this right now, then. Motti and the rest of the upper sixth form crew at DeFerra's.
Mottio?
Right, yeah. They said, can you please help me check to see if I have my speakers the right way round, as I was trying to build my own Wheel of Misfortune booth, and I had to disconnect my speakers. So can I have a stop in the left and a carry-on in the right? Is that possible? So...
Stop! Carry on!
So, also, David Patrick says, I've just bought a new stereo and I want to test it out. Could you play Pied Piper and then I can see if the mute button works?
Yeah, that's a good point. We can't do it today.
No, we can't do it today, right? Also, Jacob Chivers has been on. He says, last night some men in a grubby old Ford Bedford van left a booth for the Wheel of Misfortune at the bottom of my road. They've got the wrong address.
Oh, no.
It needs to be recalled, otherwise a contestant will have to use a urine-stained phone box or steal some cardboard boxes off a vagrant.
We don't want that.
And we don't want that.
No.
Also, Ben Smith from Stormfront Digital has been on.
Oh, yeah.
He says, has it occurred to you that by transmitting the voice of Mark Radcliffe exclusively in the left speaker...
Yeah.
So if you could put me over on the left, and the voice of Lard exclusively in the right speaker...
Go on, then.
Right. Listeners could affix cardboard cutouts of the same to the front of respective speakers.
Wow.
And an effect very similar to that of television could be reproduced at a fraction of the cost.
Well, this is genius.
Perhaps the cardboard cutouts could be distributed free with the Radio Times or given away at post offices on production of a valid listener number.
Sold!
I think that's a very good idea, isn't it?
Works.
You know, Radio 1 TV. You know,
great.
You just put one on either side. It's brilliant,
done.
Isn't it? All right, let's give out the phone number for Wheel of Misfortune.
Yeah.
Did I? Oh, well, I've done it all then, haven't I, really? Should we just do a record by Mary Frank, who comes from Denmark?
That'd be great.
All right, we'll do that. In both speakers. Well, we like that very much, don't we?
We do.
That is Mary Frank from Denmark and Symptom of My Time. She's got an album out. That single comes out on the 11th of June, right? And we think maybe a little bit Edie Brickell.
Yeah.
Who else were you saying, Joe, you think?
Lisa Loeb.
Do you think so? Right, well, it's a very nice tune, so we'll be playing that again, certainly. And we'll play that with a Mustn't Grumble for James Unsworth.
Machine Grumble!
Studying for exams in Doncaster while... Lynn and Alan are on holiday, right?
So very good.
Doesn't say where they're on holiday. Oh, it's from Forre Landes.
Oh yeah, been there, yeah.
I don't know where that is. Is it near Plymouth?
Yeah.
Right.
Definitely.
Okay then, right, good afternoon. If you want to be on the Wheel of Misfortune, give us a ring, 08700 100 100. Let's have a look at some stories and then we'll get stuck into an interview. And just some of the ones we consider, because we've pre-recorded this interview this morning.
Right.
For obvious reasons.
Whoa.
All right, let's have a look. Ronan Keating, Craig David and Shaggy will play Party in the Park Park in London Village on July the 8th.
Nice.
Oh, blimey. Yeah. I mean, if they're thinking of banning smoking in public places, they should surely get through this sort of stuff first, shouldn't they?
Terrible.
Really. Apart from Ronan Keating, of course, who's our new best mate.
Yeah.
Who seems to have taken absolutely on the chin being beaten in the charts by the Shire Horses.
Yeah.
As he says, it was only one place, you know.
Yeah.
He was 19 and we were just one better at 20.
Well, good on him.
Brooklyn and Bex have had Mohicans, apparently.
Nice.
More big football stories. City were the best pub side I ever played in.
Oh.
Right, say that there's a booze culture at Manchester City. Which would explain quite a lot, wouldn't it? But anyway, Joe Royal did used to attend press conferences with a kind of Strongbow, but then everybody likes a drink, everybody's entitled to a drink.
And so do I!
Were they having more drinks than they were entitled to?
Well,
perhaps being, you know, you're supposed to be fit, aren't you? People pay money to...
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know
the story, I'm just repeating. We'll see. There's more and more of that will come out. Matthew Perry from Friends, as his girlfriend has agreed to marry him if he can be good for a year. He's on probation. Soccer hard man Vinnie Jones got TV legend Alf Garnett kicked off his new movie for being too rude. Right, OK. So, those are all stories, but this was the one that took our attention, really, right? Foul-mouthed rappers Eminem and Puff Daddy are trying to clean up their music's violent image. Eminem and Puffy, right, will meet up with rap and hip-hop's big hitters like Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg for a two-day summit to tone down their aggressive style.
Wow.
Well, it seems bizarre, doesn't it?
Out of character, certainly.
We thought, well, that's what they're known for, you know, is all the effing and jeffing and all that.
Of course
it
is, yeah.
If you take that out, do they have an act, you know?
Are they,
now they've got to the top through being notorious, do they now want to be kind of conform and duets with Elton John and cozy up to the kind of, you know, rock nobility?
Who can say? I mean,
who can say? Well, I'll tell you who can say.
Well, who?
Eminem can say, can't he?
You've not got Eminem.
I've got Eminem.
Oh.
Well, you know we've got Eminem because we did it this morning, didn't we? We did it this morning.
Yeah.
We did it this morning for obvious reasons because you never know what he's going to come out with, do you? Right?
Wild cannon.
So do be warned that this interview with Eminem contains strong language.
Hello?
Hello, is that foul-mouthed rapper Eminem?
Yes, sir, and who would that be?
It's Mark Radcliffe here, Radio 1.
Oh, Radio 1, yeah. Hey, can I take this opportunity to thank you for all the airplay you give me over the years? You're a fine station, man. So I have to say, I think you lost the plot with that Pied Piper thing.
Pied Piper? Oh,
yeah.
I like that one. But where do you stand on the mop, cold as ice issue?
I prefer the original myself. We love Foreigner as trailer trash, sir.
Yeah, anyway. What's all this about you and the other bad boy rappers getting together a symposium to clean up the language and imagery of the genre?
Hey, it's all true, sir.
Well, about f***ing time, you daft.
Hey, I'm sorry, sir.
Well, you've been effing and f***ing jeffing like a bad'un. Kids all over the world are getting foul-mouthed and telling the parents to cough, and now you've made 10 million. You want to be the new f***ing Rolf Harris?
Hey, enough respect to the Rolf Meister. Tie me kangaroo dance sport.
Yeah, tie it, throw it in the boot of your car, and shoot the f***ed kangaroo in front of your wife and kids. This is more like it, you daft.
Hey, no, sir, no, it's not like that at all. And if I did have the misfortune of finding an injured and distressed kangaroo, I'd take it straight to Ralford's Animal Hospital in your Salford, England, sir.
Anyway, so you're going to meet Sean Puff Daddy Combs, Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg this weekend.
Yeah, that's right, sir. And we'll get this thing thrashed out.
Thrashed out, right.
Yeah.
So you mean you and your gang of homeboys are going to get into his hood and get ready to rumble?
Hey, no, no, not at all, sir. No, we're going to sit down and discuss the problem like adults.
Right, yeah. And what then? You're going to shoot the stid in the kneecaps?
No!
Oh, right. What then? You're going to chainsaw his knackers off?
Hey, no, now hang on there, man. We're going to sit down at this little pavement patisserie, order a couple of cream horns, maybe a Danish, definitely the petit fours they do, exquisite, the patissier Philippe Jean-Claude is an absolute wizard at fondant icing, man. And we'll get the whole thing sorted out, yeah.
Well, why do you want to sort it out, you f***ing daft? That's your trademark, bad language. I mean, the rest of us have to operate within strict f***ing guidelines. But you can say what the f*** you like.
Hey, well, you say that, Mark, but we in the foul-mouthed fraternity have discovered that to include expletives in one song automatically excludes one from the Radio 2 playlist.
Hey?
And all our chums down at the Crown Green Bowling Club listen to the Wogue Meister and MC Ken Bruce religiously.
Mm.
And he keeps saying to us, so, when you gonna get your record on proper radio?
Well, what a bunch of soft f***s. This is proper radio. Pied Piper, Foreigner, Cutting Edge. You've lost the f***ing plot, you silly bleach blonde f*** face.
Okay, enough. Listen here, you little f***. I I had enough of you and your expletive-ridden. Why don't you just stop and do us all a favor, you silly?
Ah, showing you in your true colours now, eh?
Hey, not at all. Why on earth did you beat me, Dan?
Because it was a stream of filth.
No, it wasn't. What I said was, okay, enough. Listen here, you nasty little weasel. I've had enough of you and your cantankerous, expletive-ridden spleen venting. So why don't you walk off and do us all a flippin' favour, you silly person?
Oh, did you? Oh, right. Well, that's all right, then. See ya.
Bye-bye, you...
Oh, I wonder what that bleep concealed. Probably the word pow.
No, I think it was the word c***t.
Well, what a c***t. Will you do a stop, carry on in the style of Ronan Keating for Tom and a gorgeous girlfriend Anna from Matt at Tog 24 in Ambleside?
Yeah, stop! Oh. Carry on.
Talking of Shire Horses CDs, like Mark Bedwell's been on, he says that after purchasing the last Shire Horses album, I decided to offer it at a hugely reduced price by selling it at a car boot sale, right?
Yeah.
The first album.
Like you do.
So I put it on at £5, right, at a car boot sale in Lowestoft, kept reducing it by 50 new pence at each boot sale because it never went, right?
Yeah.
On Saturday, the said CD was at the bargain price of £1, and would you believe my astonishment when I was offered 50 pence?
Wow.
So you see, it's
money
still
in them there, Hills.
It is. Yeah. It's quite a collector's item, really. Yes, next week we are going to Verona, right, with the Radiohead.
I can't wait.
We go in on Wednesday and we'll do the show with Tom York and some of the guys in the hotel in Verona on Wednesday. Wednesday night we go to Verona Village Hall.
Yep.
Right, which is an open-air thing. It's an old village hall. There's no roof on it.
That's what it is.
And they're playing a concert there, and then we'll do the show on Thursday, and then we'll probably come home.
Dream ticket, mate.
Oh, no, I've got to be back because we've got to be back for the Family Mahone at the Bulkley Arms Beau Maris on Friday the 1st of June.
Of course you have. Yeah.
Right, so, and you can come with us.
Wow.
Sadly, not all of you. If it was up to me, I would just, like, delve into the Dykemeister's kind of slush fund and take you all, but I can't.
Believe you.
Right?
I believe you.
So we're just having to have two pairs, and basically, you've got to just collect all these questions that we're giving out, right? Mm. And put some answers to them, probably.
That would help.
Idea, right?
Yeah.
And then you can come with us if you get all seven right, and then the first letter from each answer will spell out the title of a Radiohead song.
But it'll be jumbled up.
Or it'll be jumbled up, and it might be a full title, or it might be part thereof.
Yeah.
Tell you what.
What?
Radiohead, I've seen them play a lot of good gigs.
Yeah.
But what was that one they played at the Royal Festival Hall last year?
Oh, Meltdown.
Meltdown Festival,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah. June.
Who
year.
Chose them to be on that? Wasn't it an enigmatic 60s singing icon?
It was, yeah.
Who was curator of that?
Yeah. Was it Dana?
My ship is coming home.
No, it wasn't Dana, was it?
No, it was a bloke.
It was a bloke.
It was a bloke, right? With dark glasses, very enigmatic.
Valduni. No, it wasn't. Who was it? Can't remember.
His name slips me mind, but anyway, you know. Who was that who curated that Meltdown Festival, 60s enigmatic singing icon, and invited Radiohead to appear?
There's something curious about this broadcast.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Today's Donut was sent in by Amy Flory in London. It really reminds Amy of the summer she left school and fell in love for the very first time. A big group then went to Reading Festival and everyone went absolutely crazy bonkers beat. When it was time to go home, Amy's boyfriend shouted that he loved her as the train pulled out the station and he waited on the platform of Reading Station. Let's recreate the magic. I'll be the boyfriend, we don't know his name. Sazzle, you can be Amy. And Emily, if you can be Reading train station, please.
Right then, love, you're on the train. Are you off?
Yeah.
Bye then. Amy! Yeah? I love you!
Oh, it's beautiful, man!
The Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Sarah Cox.
Sarah Cox is recorded live before a Cannes studio audience. Clever.
Radio 1.
That's Outkast and Miss Jackson. Outkast are playing at the Radio 1 Gatecrasher Summer Sound System on Saturday, June 16th in Turweston Park, Oxfordshire, you know.
Great.
Radio 1.
All right, coming up, we've got Eve by Monster, Wheel of Misfortune, a special edition thereof, I shall explain in a moment. It's 1:30 on Radio 1 with the news, Kevin Silverton.
A new foot-and-mouth outbreak hits the Yorkshire Dales.
Radio 1 News.
means beat.
Extra vets and army personnel are being drafted into North Yorkshire to deal with a flare-up of foot and mouth disease. 16 farms around Settle have been infected in the last 10 days. A Thanksgiving service has been held in memory of Rosie Ross, the teenager stabbed to death while sunbathing in Birmingham city centre. A 44-year-old man has been remanded in custody charged with her murder. Leading scientists say Gulf War veterans aren't in danger from having been exposed to depleted uranium in artillery shells. Their report says most soldiers have nothing to fear, but that more research is needed. British Airways say Concorde should be flying again by late summer. The company had hoped the aircraft would be in service by April, but safety changes to the fuel tanks have taken longer than expected. Police in the Indian capital Delhi say crime has fallen dramatically in the past week because of fears about a mysterious beast known locally as the Monkey Man. They've set up more night patrols and street lighting after dozens of people said they'd been attacked by the creature. And West Ham wants Steve McClaren as their next manager. The Hammers say they've had talks with the Manchester United number two and hope to conclude a deal soon. Radio 1 Newsbeat, more at 2:30.
Radio 1, Radio 1.
That's Limp Bizkit and My Way, and before that, Eve and Who's That Girl? Two not bad records in a row.
Hey!
All right then, it's 22.
Two.
Hey, good afternoon, this is Mark and Lard. Will you do a biggity-biggity stop carry on bong for all the second-year American studies students in Swansea who are sitting their Industrial America exam tomorrow?
Biggity-biggity stop! Bong, carry on!
Right, and big up for the Swansea Singleton Park Squirrel Massive.
Nice.
Right, that's from Gareth J in Cardiff Hamlet. Will you do a happy birthday mustn't grumble to Carl, right? It's his birthday tomorrow, but he's doing an exam today.
Mustn't grumble.
Right, that's from Greg in Wolverhampton. Right?
Nice.
That's very nice, isn't it?
Nice to
And will you do a David Beckham hello to all the lads and lasses at Summit Chairs in Bradford-upon-the-Avon?
Hello?
And tell them to get back to work.
Back to work!
All right, that is from Darren. Good afternoon. Oh, Nana Moon has been on.
Oh, yeah, hello, Nana.
Says, I'd like to do me a bit for the Feed Jerry Halliwell campaign.
Respect.
But apparently, in her local pickup point, the Tupperware containers have run out.
Oh, no!
Those special Tupperwares that we had ordered, they've already gone.
Disgraceful.
You know. So, says, so if Jerry's listening, she's most welcome to come round any night this week for a gravy dinner. I'd recommend Thursday. Toad in the hole, mashed peas and onion gravy, but no, I think that that would be overload.
Overfacing,
you know, I think you're going to have to build her up gradually.
Just the gravy would do.
I'm going to say just peas.
Well,
maybe peas in a little side. Perhaps like, you know, peas in like a little Petri dish.
Yeah.
And perhaps, you know, a thimbleful of gravy on the side.
A crumb to dip in the gravy.
All right,
I don't know.
You know, you could go as far as that, but beyond that, I wouldn't say you were safe, really.
Leave it.
No, right,
it's a wheel of misfortune.
Oh, yes, the wheel of misfortune is here today. It's special for because it is a very special edition of the wheel of misfortune.
Right, OK, let's have a chat with Ben Meredith. Ben!
Hello.
Hey, where are you?
In Manchester.
Oh, yeah? Ooh.
Yeah.
What are you doing here, then?
Oh, I'm studying at the moment.
Oh, yeah, what are you studying?
Law.
Law? Mm. Right, have you got any legal facts that you can blind us with at this moment?
No.
Right, you're not studying very hard, then. What are you doing, taking in the sun and having a pint?
Yeah, well, this is heavy time of revision at the moment, so...
So, sitting in the sun and having a pint, then?
Yep.
Yeah. Right.
Got
that
in.
There we go. Right. And so, where are you from originally?
I'm from the southwest in Gloucestershire.
I am very nice too. And are you courting you? You're legal, eagle?
No, unfortunately, single.
What a waste.
Hey, really? Yeah. And what sort of music do you like?
Oh, a bit into like R&B, bit of dance.
Dr. Feelgood and all
Count
that.
Bishops.
Oh, yeah, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Good on you. Us too. Good on you, mate. Right. Alice depends on the other line. Ali.
Hiya, Mark.
All right, Penno. How are you doing?
Not bad. Yourself?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Where are you?
Falkirk.
Falkirk, right.
Scotland.
Right, indeed, yes. What are you doing there, then?
Working a kitchen sink factory.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Have you made one today?
Don't actually make them, Mark.
That's
the most important thing.
What's that?
I've put them in boxes.
Well, I mean,
it's got to go in the box before
sink,
they come out of the
a
box.
A sink without a box is like...
Useless.
You know, chipped, isn't it, you know?
Yep.
I mean, it's like an eel without a toothbrush, that.
You're right, mate.
Right, and so what colour is the best-selling sink, then?
No.
Is it your traditional white?
No, probably not, Mark. It's probably oatmeal.
Oatmeal.
You
see,
nice,
I mean, I think... Sync News, is there a spot in that?
Could be.
I think there may well be. Are you caught in, Ali?
Yeah, got a girlfriend, Mark.
I'm not surprised.
No.
I mean, you know, the box-sink king of Falkirk, if he didn't have a girlfriend, what hope would there be for any of us, Mark?
He's a catch, isn't
right,
he?
Right, yeah, who's your girlfriend?
It's Leanne.
Oh, Leanne. Leanne from Falkirk?
That's right.
Oh, yeah, she's lovely, yeah. And what sort of music do you like?
Oh, lots of different stuff.
Mighty Shire
Horses.
Right, there you go, excellent, all right. Two great guys, Mark.
Oh, yeah, brilliant,
Two great guys, you know. But, Ben, has something happened to you to puncture the perfection of your existence?
Yeah, it was terrible. I was walking to the shops on this lovely sunshiny day and I thought I would partake in some wine gums.
Well, I mean, God, what a great idea to have wine gums. I might have a packet myself later.
Mm. Handed the money to the man at the counter.
Yeah.
Smile on his face, thanks very much.
Was this at Manchester Wine Gum Supermart?
That's the one.
I know
opened up the packet of wine gums.
Yeah.
And what was the first colour wine gum? Nothing but green.
Green, ooh, well, not a good start, but... No.
Started eating them, kept on going through the pack.
Yeah.
By the time I got to the end of the pack, there wasn't a single black or red wine gum in there.
No kidding.
You're joking.
No wine gum.
What, so it's just green, orange and yellow?
Just green, orange and yellow.
Oh, no. Actually, I like the orange ones best, but if you like the black and red ones,
But in the interest of caring and sharing, we think, you know, we can offer the green and yellow ones to your listeners.
Yeah.
You know, because we can't eat them.
All right. Well, in return for black and red?
Yeah.
I think you'll be lucky. Can you do a two-on-one deal? I mean, you know, two greens for a black, that sounds alright to me.
Yeah, that sounds fair.
I mean, a yellow and a red is a fair swap, isn't it? But a green for a black is no way a swap.
No way.
I mean, if you're familiar with the game of wine gum trumps, which I'm sure you are. Oh, well, I hate you, but...
I hate you,
anyway, alright, Penno, have you got anything?
Well, gee, last Thursday, Mark, we got paid. They opened their wage slip up.
Yeah.
And we got a little bit of a wage rise.
Very good. Excellent news.
So, rushed out after work, up into this town. I know what I'll do, I'll go and buy myself a new CD.
Right.
Really excited, into this shop, and up the account, and I was that excited I had forgotten the name of it. So I said to the man, I'm looking for the CD by the biggest band in the world.
Yeah.
And I can't remember the name of it. It's got Kid and something in it. It says...
Our Kiday.
Sorry?
Our Kiday, Shire Horses.
Well, that's what I was hoping for, Mark.
Obviously.
I couldn't remember the name, because you've not plugged it on your show, you see.
No, we can't do that.
Our hands are tied.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, so I've got this in the bag and was all excited and rushed home.
Yeah, great.
Opened the CD player up, just threw it in and put it on.
Brilliant,
Stitching to make a cup of tea. Wow. You wouldn't believe it, Mark.
What?
Stupid fool's only given me some band called Radio Head.
Radio?
Radio Head? Instead of the Shire Horses?
Yeah, the Shire Horses. What, Kid A by Radio Head?
That's right.
I hate you, Butler. Oh, dear, that's terrible, that, really, isn't it? Really, that is terrible. I hate you, Butler. All right, to get over that, I think I might just play the new single by Coot.
Oh, yeah, good.
Full stereo, biggity biggity bong to Matt Keeley at Greenwich Uni, studying for his law exam on Friday.
Biggity biggity bong.
From Richard in Crawley, right? Okay. Playing some good tunes today.
Yeah.
That is Coot, K-O-O-T, Dentist Chair. It's out on the 28th.
It's a wheel of misfortune.
Which is Monday. All right, then, it certainly is a wheel of misfortune. Now we've got Ben Meredith, who's in Manchester from Gloucester. Ben!
Yeah?
Well, I mean, there's a wheel of misfortune booth on every street corner in a civilised metropolitan city like Manchester, so just pick one. If you can see one on the left or the right, or...
This one will do.
Yeah, OK. Let's see where he goes. Yeah.
No light in it.
Oh, there's no light in it?
No.
Really?
No light.
Well...
Need the blindfold.
Well, no, they do also double as nighttime sensory deprivation tanks.
Oh, do they? Right, yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Alistair, Falkirk, I think we've got a fair covering of booths in that area.
Yeah, there's a lot of Wendy House people there.
That's probably it. Yeah. They do double as a Wendy House. They set up for the school holidays too, yeah. We're going to charge single mothers to leave their kids there all day. Mm. Right, can you nip in one?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, it's on the right. Excellent. Now then, last night we went down to Main Road Football Ground to do a presentation to the Junior Blues, right? The Junior Fan Club thing, right? And we put together for them a Manchester City-themed Wheel of Misfortune.
We did.
Right? And we've not had time to change it back.
No.
So, because we've changed all the categories on the wheel. So, Lab, perhaps you'd like to give us the categories on the wheel.
City scorers, Man United... Paul Dickoff, Scotland,
Top 40, celebrity birthdays, Willie Donachie's World of Pop, Potluck, Danny Teatos, Australia.
All right, so have we got any Man City fans on?
Yeah.
Oh, Ben, right, OK. Are you a football fan, Ali?
Yeah.
Are you, who are you a fan of?
Yeah, I'm a Rangers fan.
You're a Rangers fan, OK. Well, I mean, this might give a slight advantage to Ben, I suppose. Mm. But we shall see. Anyway, you know, I mean, we just don't have time to change it back, so I apologise, but here we go. With your nipples so rock hard, get them out of your singlet and give Joe a thrill. All right then, let's have a spin on the wheel, shall we?
City players' birthdays.
All right, Manchester City players' birthdays. Which Manchester City player is 28 today? Is it Danny Granville, Danny Teato, Alfie Inga Haaland, or Kevin Orlock?
Right.
Yes, right.
B.
It is Danny Teato. All right, first blood to the Rangers fan. He knows his pop, certainly.
City scorers.
City scorers, all right. Which of the following players has not scored for Manchester City this season? Jeff Whitley, Ian Bishop, or Tony Grant?
Ben.
Wright was there.
E.
Oh, no, you got one at Everton, Jeff Whitley. Right, go on left.
C.
Tony Grant, yeah, it is the right answer. He no score, no goal.
Willie Donachie's World of Pop.
Oh, right, assistant manager, well, or maybe he'll be the new manager. I suppose by default he sort of is at the moment, isn't he? Number two is no number one. Right, Willie Donachie's World of Pop. Willie Donachie narrowly failed to join the Bay City Rollers despite having the right haircut. But which country did the Bay City Rollers...
Right.
Yes?
Scotland.
Well, it's not the full answer. Paul Dickoff, Scotland is the full answer. But all right, we'll let you have it. OK. Fair enough. I don't know. Let's see if it lands on Man United, shall we?
Potluck.
Oh, right. Potluck. Potpourri is a fragrant air freshener to lighten the air in any bathroom, particularly after City wingback Lawrence Xavi has been in there and dropped a right badden. But which club did he play for before Manchester City? Was it Liverpool, Newcastle, Middlesbrough, or Hull Kingston Rovers?
Right.
Yes, right.
D.
It, what was B?
Oh, D.
No, Hull Kingston B.
Rovers.
Hull Kingston Rovers?
Yeah.
No. What do you say, left? Liverpool, Newcastle or Middlesbrough?
C, Middlesbrough.
No, it wasn't. No. Oh, right. Back to the Rangers fan, Alistair. Liverpool or Newcastle?
Newcastle.
It was Newcastle. Oh, all right then.
Paul Dickoff, Scotland.
Paul Dickoff, Scotland. What kind of egg would you be most likely to find in Paul Dickoff's lunchbox?
Right.
Yes, right.
Scotch egg.
Oh, no, it's a boiled egg. It's not that cliché. No, no, right. OK, give it a spin and let's see who will win. Go on. Oh, it's left with the last question.
Danny Teato's Australia.
Right, Danny Teato's Australia. When sitting on the lavatory at his luxury Melbourne static caravan, which of these horrid beasts would be most likely to come up the pipe and bite Danny Teato's arse? Is it a boa constrictor, Roy Keane, a redback spider, yeah, or a duck-billed platypus? Left, yes.
See, a redback spider.
It is a redback spider.
He knows his pop.
He knows his pop, certainly does. Oh, yes, he does know his pop, yes.
Lefty Ben Meredith has just the two, despite being a City supporter.
Yeah.
Whereas righty Alistair Penn has a full three.
Oh, right. Ooh. So, very good, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Very good. You win against the toilet. All right, Alistair, we will give you £15 in CD vouchers.
That's great, Mark. Thanks.
Not bad, is it, at all? And, Ben, I'm afraid, we'll send you out.
Oh, more misfortune.
More misfortune, yeah. But anyway, that's the way it goes. Someone has to lose. Thanks, guys, for joining us on...
It's a wheel of misfortune.
Not that
it's a wheel of misfortune.
Pity version.
That time Monster and Daydream in Blue. It is Sing Something Simple, isn't it? Now, still to go, we've got the Yes No game coming shortly. We've got Craig and David. We've got the Mystery Voice, which today has a prize of £5. Lovely Pied Piper and glorious Master of Ceremonies, and Do You Really Like It? Some questions best left rhetorical. Very nearly 4 minutes past two, and what should we do? Should we play the yes-no game? Should we do that? All right, let's do that. Let's see if there's anyone on the line. Who is on the line today, then?
Alan.
Oh, Alan, not the flat-cap, shell-suited-wearing 66 World Cup veteran footballer who has inexplicably been linked with the vacant Man City manager's job.
Certainly not.
No, you don't sound much like him now I think of it. But do you wear a flat cap, Alan?
I do, actually.
You're joking.
Of course I am, you pillock.
You've made me look stupid now, haven't you?
Hopefully.
OK, Nasty Alan, are you ready to play the yes-no game?
Yes.
The comedy ending, that's Destiny's Child and Jumpin'.
Yes.
Right, and they're playing at Radio 1, Jam in the Park, on June 17th in Finsbury Park.
Wow.
In and I just think that's a lovely idea,
yeah. Because,
you know, to have a little village fete there, yeah, where people bring jam.
Yeah, it's so quaint.
You know, homemade. It's like, you know, the Women's Institute, you know. I mean, next year we've got something even bigger planned, you know.
What's
I think
that?
Well, lemon curd in the park.
Oh, yeah, wow.
It's going to be huge, but I think, you know, Radio wants to be applauded.
Yeah,
definitely. For keeping that village festival idea alive. Good afternoon. It's 9 minutes past
two.
Thanks very much to Claire Harrison, right, who's, she says, the other day I was retuning my radio and found myself listening to your show. How refreshing it was to find that even though I've not listened to the show for many years, essentially the jokes and format were much the same,
yeah,
as when I used to listen in the mid-1990s.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Good on you. She sent us a mini wheel of misfortune, so yeah, if you haven't got a misfortune, you select one off here. So
right,
you spin it round and it says, the white dust from the gravel outside the Lowry Centre covers your shoes.
Yeah,
you
nice
know, good misfortunes on here, you know.
Yeah.
What else is that, you know? You go to the knife drawer and you find that all the knives are still in the dishwasher.
Wow.
And all that.
Yeah.
But the main thing she sent me, and I shouldn't really read this out because someone will be doing it, she sent me a sort of new version of Stars in Their Eyes, a TV proposal.
Wow.
Calls Fascists in Moustaches.
Wow.
You know, where people go on and appear, you know, try and be a fascist. Welcome to Fascists in Moustaches. The first contestant tonight is Gary from Newcastle. Give the audience some clue about who you're going to be tonight. Well, Matthew, the person I'm going to be tonight is a bit of a dictator, very popular in the Middle East. He invaded Kuwait in the early 1990s.
Oh, right.
And everyone at Dubai Airport looks like him, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Tonight, Matthew, I'm going to be Saddam Hussein.
Oh,
and then he goes,
yeah,
behind the screen, puts his tash on, comes back out, Fascist in Moustaches.
Well, I'm not sure that'd work.
I don't know. I'm going to, yeah, so I'll keep that in my pending file for BBC Choice, an ever-growing file, and an ever-growing bank of unreturned phone calls.
Yep.
Funnily enough.
My Verona.
All right, then. Let's have another question for My Verona. Do you want to go and see Radiohead?
I do.
Right, in... Well, you're already going.
I know.
Right, so you can come, right? Two lucky listeners can come with us and bring a friend each.
Wow.
I don't mean bring a friend between them.
No.
That'd be stupid, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
All you got to do is keep collecting the answers to these questions. The first letters from these answers will spell out in anagram form a word which makes a title or part of a title of a Radiohead song. On Thursday, you'll be able to phone in.
So clever.
Good name for a band, Radiohead, isn't it?
Yeah, great, yeah.
It was actually taken from a song title by another band.
It was, yeah.
Another band have got a song called Radiohead.
No, I remember that.
Who was it?
It can't...
Is it the Black Abbots?
It wasn't Shire or... No.
Is it Stereophonics?
Not Stereophonics, no.
Who was it who had a song called Radiohead?
Bachelors.
No, it wasn't the Bachelors.
Are you sure?
No, I'm pretty sure about that. Not the Wurzels.
I can't think.
Well, if you know who had a song called Radiohead, from which the band took their name, then write it down and keep it with your others. And on Thursday, you could be a lucky winner and be going to us with going to Verona with us next week.
Wow!
All right, let's have a bit of Pyramid Song, shall we? Which it looks like it's going to go into the charts not a million miles away from number one.
That's because we're playing it.
That's because we're playing it. No, it's not. That's because it's intensely relevant to our target audience, Mark.
Oh, aye.
Right, that's Nelly and Country's Grand... I'll try that again.
Yeah.
I'm a bit thirsty, you know. I'm a little bit dry, you know. Mm. That is Nelly and Country Grammar.
It is.
Right, now then, obviously we're getting loads of requests at the moment from people who revise for exams and taking exams and everything, and that is much a stressful time, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I remember when I finished my finals, right, at university, and I remember on that last day thinking, I don't know what I'm going to do with the rest of my life, but whatever it is not going to involve exams.
No.
I shall never do another one, right, again. I mean, you know, I admire these people who become like accountants and they're doing exams till they're like 50.
No need.
Yeah, well, there is no need, isn't there? Because we need some accountants, don't we?
Oh.
But it wasn't for me, I tell you. But anyway, like if you're totally stressed out doing exams at the moment, then, you know, my advice to you is go and drink 2 bottles of cider.
No.
Provided you're over 18, of course.
And you've already done all your work.
And you've already done all your work. You know, everybody needs to relax, don't they? Man City footballers. Everybody needs a drink, don't they? You know, if you're under 18, you know, then perhaps, you know, a lucky bag.
Yeah.
Something like, you know, that'll cheer you up. Of course, that might not do any good.
No.
Where to turn then, Mark?
I don't know.
Ah, I do.
Yes?
Right, you can speak to someone by calling the Student Essentials line on 0800 110 100.
You're joking.
People somewhere charge a fortune for doing scripts like that, you know?
I know.
Just like, you know. 0800... No, they don't.
No.
0800 110 100, Student Essentials line, and last-minute revision tips, log on to Radio 1 online at www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. I don't know what's on there, but you can waste a bit of time messing about with the computer, can't you?
It'd be worth going, I'll tell you.
Okay. I'll tell you what, I need to go somewhere where I can go to a urinal and get a packet of 3 out of a rusty old machine. Do you think they'd have any in the bogs at the Shire Horseman's Arms?
They do, definitely.
David, are you agreeable to a quaff of the bartender's celebrated hoppy, frothy elixir, Craig?
Aye, don't mind if I do, David. Don't mind if I do, yes.
Have you heard that I've just had my lounge recarpeted, Craig?
Yeah, yeah. Just your lounge, eh?
Hey.
Well, I've had my lounge... Hall, stairs and, landing recarpeted me. Oh, yes, yes. Which means I've had more new carpet laid than, you, David. Oh, yes, yes.
Just a minute.
What?
You live in a bloody bungalow, you, Craig. Mm. You've got no stairs or landing. What are you on about?
Oh, sorry, David, but I must have forgot to tell you. We've just extended upwards. Oh, yes, yes.
Oh.
Mm.
Just upwards, eh, Craig?
Hey?
I must have forgot to tell you that we've just extended upwards, downwards, and across us.
Oh, right. How far across, David?
As far as the eye can see, Craig.
No, as far as the eye can see, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you see, we've extended as far as the eye can see, and, 2 foot 6 beyond, which means we've extended a considerable distance further than you. Oh, yes.
I can't believe I'm hearing what you're saying.
Oh, yeah, and I can't believe you're saying what I'm hearing.
Mm. Well, who drew up your extension plans then, Craig?
Christopher Wren, David, yes.
Christopher Wren, Craig?
Yes.
He who designed St. Paul's Cathedral?
Aye, as well as my extension, yeah, David.
He's dead, him?
Is he? Blimey, Charlie. Well, this calls for celebration.
What are you on about?
Well, I hadn't paid him. Oh, no, no.
Funny you should say that,
what?
But I never paid Isambard Kingdom Brunel after he drew up our extension plans.
No.
In fact, he were after me for 7 days. Aye, 7 days.
Here we go.
He phoned me up on Monday, said he'd collect a cheque on Tuesday. Yeah. I told him I were on holiday till the Wednesday, so he called round Thursday, Friday and Saturday, but I never returned from Clacton till the Sunday.
No. Last orders, gentlemen, please.
Oh, blimey, Charlie. Can you get these in for us, Craig? Only I've dropped my spectacles and I can't see my pocket with my money in.
Oh, do you know, I'd love to, David. Oh, dear. You see, I've just dropped my trousers and I can't reach my pocket with my money in, yes?
You're bloody lying,
no,
you are.
No, I'm not lying.
You are, you're
no,
bloody lying, lying. You are. You're always lying,
my trousers
day in, day out. Jennifer Lopez.
Radio 1.
All right, then, the last half hour, we've got another fantastic Mystery Voice competition. I don't know where we keep getting the celebrities from.
Amazing.
And also, we'll play some tunes. Missy Elliott, Record of the Week from Nick Cave, of course. It's 2:30 on Radio 1 with the news, Carolyn Atkinson.
New outbreaks of foot and mouth hit North Yorkshire.
Radio 1 News Means Beat.
There are 16 new cases of foot and mouth disease around Settle in North Yorkshire. Up to 100 farms in the surrounding area could also be affected at a time when experts thought the foot and mouth crisis was easing. Joe Coates is a farmer in the area.
Whether it's the birds or whether it's the public or whether it's whatever it is, it's landed. We thought we'd missed, but we haven't.
Students preparing for exams are being affected by strike action today. Lecturers at further education colleges across England and Wales are taking action over pay. These students, though, think it is a just cause.
I do support them. I think it's right what they're doing.
The teachers here work really hard and they help the student, so I don't see why they shouldn't have just give it to them.
British scientists say Gulf War veterans aren't in danger after being exposed to depleted uranium in artillery shells. Their report says most soldiers have nothing to fear, but that more research is needed. British Airways say Concorde should be back in the air by late summer. The company originally hoped the aircraft would be in service last month, but safety changes to the fuel tanks have taken longer than expected. A mass cull of dingoes is underway in Australia. It was started after the wild dogs killed a 9-year-old boy on Fraser Island. Environmentalists are outraged that the slaughter is going ahead. This tourist supports it, but only if it protects children.
We saw a dog being shot yesterday, and it was horrible. The rangers, I could see in their eyes, they hated doing it as much as we hated seeing it being done. I don't agree with the culling, but if it's going to stop more children being injured.
West Ham wants Steve McClaren as their next manager. The Hammers say they've held talks with the Manchester United number two and hope to conclude a deal soon. And we'll try to find out who will be England's captain for the one-day triangular series against Australia and Pakistan at the end of this week. Either Graham Thorpe or Alex Stewart will take over from the injured Nasser Hussain. Radio 1 Newsbeat, more at 3:30.
Arse crack beat, ready?
Yep.
They're doing a big tour soon. Lots of merchandising going to be on sale there. I think I might go down and get myself an S Club 7 bong.
Oh, yeah.
Right, yes. I probably won't, actually, because they're not making those.
No, they're not.
And anyway,
at all.
I don't know what that is.
What is it?
I don't know.
But I don't know what it is.
What's what?
Well, I don't know.
I didn't say anything.
No, you didn't.
And before that, it was Missy Elliott and Get Your Freak On, which you seem to play every day, don't you?
I like that.
Yeah, but yeah, I like that too. Good afternoon. This is me and him, right? And we're staying for another 20 minutes because it's already 22. Concerned of Colchester. This show has been on.
Uh-huh.
Says, I'm a little concerned. I consider myself an ordinary member of the public, but as yet, I've not been a contestant on one of those televised survival programmes.
Oh.
Not that I wanted to be, you know, but I have heard from a reliable source that the process of selection all hinges on your listener number.
Oh.
The higher up you are on the list, the more chance you've got of being on there.
I didn't know that.
I am quite high up on the list. I'm more than a little anxious. I've heard it's harder to get out of than jury service.
Mm.
What am I to do, Mark? Is there anyone I can wangle out of it? I mean, I like sausages, but not that much.
Mm.
You know, so I don't know. I'll check into that. I haven't heard that. Phil Morris has been on.
Oh, Morriso.
Says, can you send out a bad luck message to everyone doing the German A-level tomorrow? If everyone else gets a bad grade, it might make us look a bit better.
Can't do that.
No, I think that's nice. Unethical, really. Nathan Bennett's been on from Birmingham.
Benno, yeah.
Second Village, saying, just returned to the office from a lunch break in the village centre. Mm. Tower Records, purchasing your latest album, Stan Collymore.
Wow, man of taste.
All right, there you go. So, Paul Teasdale's been on, says, I was wondering if you can help solve an argument that me and my mates are having.
Mm.
Yeah. Bean in Cardiff has been on and said, does anyone remember fluffy white things called cluds?
clods.
Or perhaps clods that used to hang around in a blue thing called a ski or the sco.
No.
Mike at Team CBA says, can I have a 50% refund on listener membership? Because when you're marking the left and loud on the right, those of us listening in glorious mono can only hear one of you.
Oh, yeah. Design fault.
All right, we'll have to sort that out as well. We'll get the refunds out tonight.
Uh-huh.
All right, then, tonight on Radio 1, Mark, I don't know where to start.
Oh,
I'm lying, I do. I'll start with Miles here, right? Yeah, at 3 o'clock, Chris Miles, right?
Very good.
He's on till 5:45. Tickets to see Travis in Leeds as part of BBC Music Live.
Just great.
Which happens on Monday, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Dave Pearce is on between 6 and 8, right? And he's got a competition to give you tickets to the London premiere of Pearl Harbor and the after-show party.
Very nice.
We've got a lot of competitions. They're all good prizes. I mean, I think, you know, I sort of think there's a risk of us seeming like we're desperate to kind of court listeners. We'd be like commercial radio, you know, desperate. We're not. We rely on the strength of our programme. It just happens that all these big competitions have come at the same time.
Yeah.
It's not like Tim Pot commercial, really, is it?
No,
then we've got 8 till 10, right? Steve Lerpak has got session tracks from Cooper Temple Claw.
Great.
Right, and a Super Furry Animals exclusive.
Oh, yes. Great.
We've got
album.
Their new LP. You've been listening to it, haven't
you?
But we're not allowed to play it, are we?
No.
But as soon as we can, we will.
Yep.
10 till midnight, John Peel has got Hopewell in session. Hopewell is some of Mercury Rev.
Yeah.
Radio 1 rock show Marianne Hobbs between midnight and 2. All four original members of Black Sabbath.
Wow! I mean,
it's funny, Black Sabbath, isn't it? It's like they were kind of started off as kind of, you know, real kind of young, and everybody said, oh, they were satanic and doom-laden and all that, you know, and they were kind of really edgy and really out there.
Yeah.
And now they've become sort of lovable and cuddly, and everybody loves Black Sabbath.
Well, we do, certainly.
Everybody does, anyway. So that should be a good show with Mary Ann between midnight and 2.
Great.
All the members of Black Sabbath will be in the studio with her for that.
Radio 1 presents Travis Live.
This Monday, as part of BBC Music Live, Lamac Live is at Leeds Town Hall with Travis.
Travis Live.
Lamac Live, 8 till midnight this Monday.
Part of BBC Music Live. One love, one live, Radio 1.
I Wanna Be You, that's Chocolate Puma. Then it's the Fantastic Mystery Boys competition that holds the nation wrapped. It's a mystery, and let's see if we've got a contestant dangling on my mystery line. Who's there? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hello, who's that then?
Drebble?
Drebble?
No, Les! Les Rock, as in Les Dennis! The much ridiculed and beleaguered TV star who has for some reason become a fizzle of fun with the British community due to the wayward antics of his lovely wife, Amanda. A situation that brings me no pleasure at all. Why can't we leave him alone to pick up the pieces and solidify his relationship and feel once again secure in love?
Oh.
And not as though his showmate is regarded by the masses as nothing more than a sex object. I'll give her one, though. She's gorgeous, isn't she? Would you?
No, I'm sorry.
She's a fit bird, though.
Yes.
Yes, mushroom grumble, yes.
She's very attractive,
yes.
Des. Very attractive, isn't she?
Yes, of course, yes.
So tell me, Des, are you married?
It's Les. Yes, I am. Funnily enough, to Amanda.
Oh.
Not that Amanda, of course.
No, no.
Not Amanda Holden, the flirtatious beast you could have a pick of any member unfathomably chose like that.
Right, yeah.
But Amanda Scragg, a big, lardy-arsed harridan who's only coming ground with a lovely Miss Holden and actually pushing about a bit.
Oh, really?
Allegedly.
Right, well...
Yes, mushroom grumble.
Right.
Unless I end up in court.
Right.
Aye.
Well, you didn't say what she put about a bit. It could be, you know, the duster.
That's what I meant.
Right, okay.
Thank you.
Yes, all right then. And do you have any children from this rock-solid marriage, Fez?
It's Les. And no, well, we don't actually do it, you know,
right.
Anymore, Mark.
Okay.
And I can tell you the short and long of it.
Mm-hmm.
I've only got a short one and she wants a long one.
Oh,
that's
right.
The short and long of it.
I see.
It's a bit of a shame, yes.
thanks for that. Yeah, okay. Good man.
Right. Okay. Do you want to know what the prize is today, Bez?
I really do in his legs.
All right then. £5.
I still got the cash, isn't it?
It is quite
That's
a lot
more
of cash.
Than you were doing yesterday.
I know. Well, it's an accumulator.
Crazy.
All right.
Crazy cash.
Okay, so I'm going to play a clip of today's Mystery Celebrity, yes. Right? And all you got to do is guess it.
Well, that's great, yeah.
All right.
Is it Femi Dom?
What?
Is it Femi Dom? Not Femi Dom. Femi Oki.
Oh.
TV presenter.
Oh, it's not him.
No.
No.
Oh, blimey.
All right, then. I can't give you a clue.
Yes.
She is very famous.
She
is very famous.
Right, not down, she.
All right, right. Here she comes. Are you ready?
Yes.
Go on, have a sniff.
Ooh. Go on, have a sniff.
Go on, have a sniff. No, I think I know this.
Yeah.
She got dick, Mark.
Pardon?
That dick with a little bush. What? Big dick, little bush. George Bush. Dick Cheney. Is he the vice president, Dick Cheney?
It's not her.
Is he not her?
It's not her.
She sounds very much like the accent, very American.
Very, yes.
Yeah, no, mid-Atlantic.
No fooling you, eh?
No!
All right, would you like another snatch?
Yes.
Right, okay.
Shut up,
children. Catherine. Right, okay then. I'm going to play you another snatch of today's mystery celebrity, yes. Right? Yeah.
They're all having a go now.
Well, the prize has gone down a bit.
How much now?
£5.
Very worth bothering with. Well, go on, I'm here now.
Right, here she comes, all right?
Well, I'm best known for being one of the Spice Girls.
No.
But these days, I'm best known for being a solo performer frigging about all top ever in skin tight tops, which usually offer you somewhere to hang your duffel coat. Blimey. Talk about scary.
Okay.
Could I have that again?
Yeah, you can have it again.
Well, I'm best known for being one of the Spice Girls. But these days, I'm best known for being a solo performer frigging about all top ever in skin-tight tops, which usually offer you somewhere to hang your duffel coat. Blimey. Talk about scary.
I think I know this.
Right, one of the Spice Girls, solo performer, skin-tight tops, somewhere to hang your duffel coat. Talk about scary. Anything in there that might give you an inkling?
Here is your top heavy. It's your Bert Raspberry Ripples, duffel coat scary. Is it Lisa Riley?
Is it him?
Lisa Riley.
It's not him.
Mrs. Dingle.
It's not him.
Or is it just Miss Dingle?
I don't watch it, but I know who she is. He says, you mean her off You've been framed, that's right. Yeah, no, it's not him.
Oh, it sounds just like him.
It does sound like him.
It was an educated guess, and I'm proud of it.
Right, OK, well, you be proud of it, but it's still wrong.
No.
Anyway, I'm sorry, haven't you won anything, but it's been lovely having you on the programme.
It's been great being
on. To share with us those very nearly libelous aspersions.
Yes, very good. Yes.
But would you like to know who it was before you go?
I really, really would.
It was Melanie B.
Where is Mona?
Oh, yes.
That's terrific. It's Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. 15 feet of pure white snow, right? It is our record of the week, and it's out this week.
It's a class.
It's out now, and you can buy it if you want to. Before we go, can we just say a congratulations on getting engaged, biggity-biggity-bong, to Darren and Emma?
Oh, yes. Well done. Biggity-biggity-bong.
Biggity-biggity-bong. All right, then. So best of luck for the forthcoming and all that to you guys. All right, now then. Tomorrow we will have more questions on My Verona, right?
Yep.
You should by now have four letters towards your title or part title of a Radiohead song, OK? We have two more questions tomorrow and one on Thursday. Thereafter, what we're going to do, we'll have a specially appointed... I think what we'll do on Thursday is we'll get Wheel of Misfortune out of the way, and then maybe after 3 o'clock we'll do the last question, and then you can ring in for, like, say... I know, half an hour?
Yeah.
Half an hour. And we will take numbers and we'll then put it in Lardy Boy's tombola, yep. And we'll draw out a winner.
Very good.
Does that seem fair? I think that seems the best way. And, you know, some people say, well, it requires a lot of listening, which is the inducement, obviously. You know, we want people who are dead keen on Radiohead and the show and everything to go, don't we? We want to get the right people.
You're right, mate.
Don't want to give it just to anybody. All right, so we look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Chris Moyles is coming up next and we'll leave you with Crazy Town.